First of all, tell me about your background and why you came up with this idea, or how this idea came about to do a personality test for whiskeys.
So my background is in cognitive psychology and the study of individual differences, which is a sort of scientific study of how people systematically differ from one another, how we can accurately measure those differences and use them to predict real-world behaviors. And I particularly tend to focus on judgment and decision-making. And so when the Malt Whiskey Society approached me and asked if I thought that there would be a way to connect personality types to whiskey preferences, I said that I thought there might be, but nobody had ever really tried anything like that before, to the best of my knowledge, and I was really excited by the opportunity, and so we just sort of hit it off from there.
And how did you develop the test?
So the test is the test itself is a basic personality test. So it uses sort of questions that have been developed over decades of research that are sort of fairly commonly used in scientific psychology for the purpose of measuring personality traits. And the trick was to do in earlier rounds of the research to try and identify what areas of personality we ought to focus on in order to find links with whiskey preferences, and then to craft a test that was short enough for people to have fun with it and yet still accurate enough to identify these kinds of preference links.
And how did you, though, go take these questions that have been used for years and match them up to whiskeys?
So by giving people who came to our events, to the events the Malt Whiskey Society put on in the early days of the Flavor Behavior Project, they would take the personality tests, they would try various different kinds of whiskeys, and they would give us feedback on what they liked, what they didn't like. We were able to, through statistical modeling, I was able to find links between certain personality traits and preferences for certain flavor profiles of whiskey. And then after collecting significantly more data after that initial first pass, sort of identified areas that we should focus on, we began to have some confidence that these links were real. And then we built a test on the basis of that.
Now, I took the test before this interview, and I probably shouldn't share the results because it came back something along the lines of sociopath, serial killer, heavy duty Pete, things like that. I kid, of course. It actually came back the perfect norm, and I like vanilla and fruity whiskeys, which actually I do, but I have a taste profile that and a palate that goes for all types of whiskeys. So
right.
How does this work if I like what you're suggesting, but I also like other types?
Yeah, so the links between personality traits and preferences for certain flavor profiles is only sort of one aspect of the entire relationship between a person, an individual person, and the kinds of whiskey they like. So the question that we were trying to ask in the beginning is, if we knew nothing else about people, nothing about their history with whiskey or lack thereof, nothing else about what they had ever tried, but only knew something about their personality, could we nevertheless still predict something that they would like? And that was the sort of core scientific question that really had me interested. And the answer to that seems to be yes. It does seem it works. And we get this sort of response from a lot of people. They say, yeah, I agree with the recommendation that it gave me, but it's not the only thing I like. And I guess our response to that is, you know, we're not saying that what we're recommending to you is the only thing that you're going to like, but it's the thing that we're most confident in predicting that you will like.
So if you were giving this to a first-time whiskey drinker and they come up with a recommendation based on this test, you could probably realistically hit it maybe 6-7 times out of 10 with something they'd like if you matched it to that recommendation?
So it's I don't know that we're in a position yet to be able to make specific claims about accuracy of prediction. I mean, I know from the data that we've already collected, I know how accurate the algorithm is, or the statistical model is, in being able to explain what people tell us. But it's just the nature of statistical models that are always somewhat less accurate when making future predictions than when explaining data that you already have, which is just a sort of a that's just a kind of a complication of the way that the math works. I mean, that's just not true just in psychology, that's true in all science. So I wouldn't be able to say until we have had the website up and running for a little while how accurate we are. But from my own experience in the events that I've been a part of that the Malt Whiskey Society has put on, I would say that, yeah, I mean, I can't think of even a single time when anybody said, I absolutely hated the thing that you recommended. I think pretty much every time people have said, yeah, it was good, or yeah, it was great. So we're doing pretty well.
I have to ask, are we overthinking this just a bit? Whiskey is supposed to be fun, and there's supposed to be some mystery to it. Are we, by doing this kind of research, taking some of the fun out of it or the mystery out?
I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so. And as a scientist, I don't think so either, because this test isn't meant, this entire experience isn't meant to take any of the fun of the exploration of the world of whiskey away from people. What it's meant to do is to kind of simultaneously provide people who might not know anything else about what sort of whiskey they would like an entering wedge into what is otherwise a fairly complicated landscape of things to choose from, and to provide people who might have had whiskey experience before, nevertheless, to have something fun and interesting to talk about with other people who like whiskey as well.
Okay, so what did you get when you took the test the first time?
Well, I didn't take the test specifically because knowing how it works, both as a psychologist, knowing what all the questions measure, and as the person who helped design the test, knowing how the algorithm works, it wouldn't have really returned accurate results for me because I just already know. But I mean, if I were to take the test, then it probably would have predicted for me, I think that it was a close tie between juicy oak and vanilla and heavily peated.
That's a pretty wide range there between juicy and vanilla and heavily peated.
Yeah.
What's your background and where'd you do your degree and all that and your studies? You do not sound Scottish, so that's why I'm asking.
I did my undergraduate degree in psychology and biology at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. I majored in psychology and minor in biology, and then I did my PhD work at Princeton. And then I did a short postdoctoral position at the Center for Advanced Brain Imaging at Georgia Tech in Atlanta, Georgia. And then I came to Edinburgh. It's been 5 years now, I think.
What took you to Edinburgh?
It was a job offer. Yeah, my wife is British by birth, and we'd always wanted to live abroad, and this was a chance to move over here and settle down for good, so we did it.